This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
My name is Newton Wallace. I am 9 years of age. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth enduring to all generations. Amen.
My name is Kweku Amoyabua. I'm 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Luke chapter 2, verse 52. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, in a favor with God and man.
My name is Patience Jampu. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 122, verse 1. I rejoice with those who said to me, come, let's go to the house of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Esther Entry. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Isaiah 41 verse 25. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. Amen.
My name is Sophie Nointi. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He will not allow our feet to be moved. He who keeps us shall not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen.
Mark chapter 10 verse 45. For the Son of Man is not come to be saved, but to serve.
My name is Najma Seto Akoto. I am 9 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 37. Psalm 37. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
My name is Natalia Jenny Boateng. I am 11 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 119 verse 1 and 2. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the word of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Christine Osei Bobie. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 56 verse 2 to 4. My slanders pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I am afraid, O Lord, I will trust in you. I trust in God and I'm not afraid. I praise him for what he has promised. What can a mere human being do to me? My power test. We will reflect God's love when we are patient with others and accept them.
Children, happy Sabbath. Welcome to Storytime with Auntie LV. Today's story is taken from Genesis chapter 15 and is entitled God's Promise. Lot chose the green plain of Jordan and left his uncle Abraham to wander the bare, rocky hills. But in spite of choosing the best for himself, Lot was soon in trouble. He settled in Sodom, one of the cities on the plain. War broke out between chiefs of nearby cities, and Lot was taken hostage. Abraham came quickly to the rescue with a strong band of his own men and set Lot free. Abraham would not take payment or reward from the chiefs he had helped. But God talked to Abraham once more, saying, "Don't be afraid, Abraham. I will keep you safe, and I will give you a great reward." Abraham wanted neither riches nor honor. There was only one thing he and Sarah longed for, a child of their own. "What good will riches do me?" he asked bitterly. "I have no son to inherit my wealth. Sarah and I are too old now to have children. When I die, one of my slaves will be my heir." "Come outside your tent," God told him, "and look up at the sky." Abraham went out into the cool evening air. The night was bright with stars. "Can you count those stars?" God asked. "I promise that you have as many descendants as there are stars in the sky. I am the God who brought you out of Ur. I will be your God and your children's God forever. I am going to give you and Sarah a son, and I will give you this country for his descendants to live in." Although God's promises sounded impossible, as Abram stood there in the velvety darkness, he believed with all his heart that God would keep his word. God was glad that Abraham trusted him. He accepted Abraham because he put his whole faith in God. That was our story for today. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at the same time for more interesting Bible stories. Ciao! God bless you all!
Every chapter, every verse, every line.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
For flowers that bloom about our feet, for tender grass so fresh and sweet, for song of bird and hum of bee, for all things fair we hear or see.
Father in heaven, we thank thee.
For blue of stream and blue of sky, for pleasant shade of branches high, for fragrant air and cooling breeze, for beauty of the blooming tree.
Father in heaven, we thank thee.
know. And it's all about the devil, and I learned to hate him so. She says he causes trouble if you let him in your room, and he'll never ever leave you if your heart is filled with gloom. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Smilers never lose, and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in. If I forget to say my prayers, the devil wears a grin. But he feels so awful, awful when the light comes shining in. So if you are unhappy, just don't listen to him. Just open up your heart and let the sun shine in. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Smilers never lose, and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in.
Calling for you and for me.
Calling for you and
see on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you. And for me.
Hello, listener. You are welcome to the Moment of Truth. My story is entitled David and Goliath. Let's pray. Our dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We know you help us so that we can listen to your word. In the mighty name of Jesus have I prayed. Amen. Long ago, there lived a great giant named Goliath. Goliath of Gath was what he was sometimes called, for Gath was the name of the town where he was born. Goliath of Gath was the biggest giant that ever lived. His arms were as strong as iron bands, and as he was almost as tall as a tree. He wore a helmet of gleaming brass upon his head and a coat of heavy mail upon his body. The head of his spear weighed over 15 pounds. Wherever Goliath went, sometimes someone went before him carrying Goliath's shield. The Philistines, who did not believe in God, had set up a camp high on a mountain top. There were many great warriors in the Philistine camp, but the greatest of all was their champion, Goliath of Gath. Down in the valley, the Israelites had set up their camp. The Israelites did believe in God, and they were willing to defend their belief, even though the Philistine warriors were much bigger and stronger. But at last, the Israelites had no champion, and when every morning and every evening for 40 days long, the giant came out and called, "Why don't you send someone to fight me?" There was no one to send. There was no one big enough or strong to fight Goliath. Now, in the town of Bethlehem, there lived a man named Jesse, who had 8 solid sons. The 3 of his elder sons, Eliab, Abinadab, and Shammah, had gone to the camp of Israelites to help in the fight against the Philistines. The youngest son, David, stayed at home. His job was to feed his father's sheep in Bethlehem. One day, Jesse said to David, "Take this corn and these 10 loaves of bread to your brothers, and take these 10 cheese to the captain of their army. See how your brothers are, and bring me news of the battle." David got up early the next morning. He left the sheep with a keeper. He took the corn and the 10 loaves of bread and the 10 cheeses and went to the Israelites' camp, as his father Jesse had asked him to do. He got there. A battle between the two armies was about to begin. Quickly, David ran to where the warriors were lined up, ready for battle. He saw his brothers and greeted them. Just then, the giant Goliath came out again, saying, "Choose a man to fight me," he shouted. "If he fights me and kills me, we will be your servants. But if I kill him, then you will be our servants." The Israelite warriors were afraid, for they had no champion to fight Goliath for them. "Just look at him," they cried. "Look at the strength and the size of him." David saw how all the men of Israel fled when they saw Goliath. Then David asked, "What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine?" The warriors answered, "The man who kills Goliath will be given great riches by Saul, the king of Israel." David's oldest brother, Eliab, was angry at David's question. "Why did you come here?" he asked David. "Are the sheep alone in the wilderness? You are being naughty. You came here just to watch the battle," he glared at David. Abinadab and Shammah were angry at David too. David paid no attention to his brothers. He kept on asking questions about the giant, Goliath. At last, King Saul heard about David. "Bring the boy to me," said the king. David said to Saul, "Once when I kept my father's sheep, there came a lion and a bear. They took a lamb from the flock I was tending. I went after the lion," said David. "I struck him and took the lamb out of his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him and hit him again and killed him. I did the same thing with the bear, and so I will do with this Philistine giant, Goliath of Gath, for he has defied the armies of God," said David to King Saul. "The Lord delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear. He will do so from this Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Saul put his own kindly armor on David. He put his own brass helmet on David's head. He put his own coat of mail on David's back. Then Saul gave David his own sword. But David said, "I cannot go to battle wearing this. I am not used to them." So David took off Saul's kingly armor and picked up his own shepherd's staff. He carefully chose 5 smooth stones, which today we will say J-E-S-U-S, which is Jesus. David took those smooth 5 stones and he put it in his brook. Then he took his sling in his hand and went to face the mighty giant. When Goliath saw that his enemy was only a boy, he laughed scornfully. "Am I a dog?" Goliath asked, "that you think you can beat me with a stick?" David said, "You fight with a sword and a spear and a shield. I fight in the name of the Lord. God will deliver you into my hand this day." Hearing this, Goliath went down to meet David, and David went to meet the giant. David took a stone out of his shepherd's bag, hurling the stone in his sling. He held the stone at Goliath and hit him in the middle of his forehead. The great giant fell down dead, face down on the ground. The Philistine army turned and fled in panic. So long ago, the shepherd boy David killed the great giant Goliath with a sling and a stone and a mighty belief in God. Amen. Our story teaches us to be like David. We should be brave. We should be respectful. Anytime our father asks us, we should learn how to be brave, how to go on errands. This story teaches us many things. If you compare today's life, David is like a soul who wants to obey God. Human beings are compared to be like David, and God is Saul. God will give you the courage to go and fight the devil, and you will be the person who will be sent by God. We should do all this, and the Lord shall bless us in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Come home.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.